Section 24 of Fumes of Formation by Amanda McKittrick Ross. This Legamous recording may be distributed and adapted freely for any purpose. The Bard of Dunclug. This bard was rich in nature's lore, the death of whom we all deplore. Like many another genius, he had lived a life of misery, save during periods he spent his talent towards a good intent. By brightening lives he left behind, who during life were most unkind, with this inspiring man of good, often bereft of proper food. But when at last death closed his eyes, 'twas then the folk did feign surprise, and sigh that they did not bestow life's comforts on him here below. Now he requires not their aid, as in the grave he's gently laid. Richer by far than seeking alms from misers of his native land, when all that mortal was of him had reached the grave to rest therein, amidst a throng of sycophants that Ballymena town do haunt, the grave within its arms of care received his body then and there. Yes, yes, it holds within its heart the proudest gem of nature's art, the noblest lyric, foremost, first, David the Bard of Dunclug. Dust. End of section 24.